Oh, and we're live on Instagram and going on our playlist.
Live.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
You know.
Are
you fucking kidding me, bitch? Oh, I'm not touching it.
Alright.
I'm not touching it. Oh my lord. Okay, cool. Welcome to flipping episode 2. Of She Freaks Podcast.
Yeet.
You didn't do your normal like welcome, bitches.
I'm chewing gum and I'm chewing gum, trying not to like do it in the mic.
Like yeah. A great noise.
Yeah.
Like a great noise like that. We're listening to Streaming Sundays Volume 25. And this is BTS, Euphoria. Our honey JK, happy birthday, darling. We're here live streaming.
Yippo.
What is it?
Pretty.
Pretty? Yippo?
Yeah. Yippo? Yippo.
Chugga. Chugga.
Chuayo.
Yeah, I don't know if the live streamers can hear us over the music. They probably cannot, but we'll tell them what's up after the song is over. So of course, we picked the song because today's JK's birthday.
Yeah.
And 23 in Korean.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. We're drinking coffee like real radio hosts. You guys probably can't hear us. Can you hear us at all?
Cheers.
Because we're talking into microphones that are going through Pro Tools. This song made me cry every time we saw it live.
Dude, I felt like I just felt home.
Bro, I'm gonna type what we're doing.
Okay.
Just so people know real quick. It's so good. Oh yeah. Was it the other way?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
I want to sing with you, JK.
Hi, people. You can't hear us because we're recording our podcast.
It's okay. Yeah.
Love you too, Justin.
Dad, I love you.
Talking to our live stream. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, so yeah, this is NCT 127. Called Summer 127, and since this is like the last weekend in summer,
hey, Johnny.
I figured this would be a good pick.
Son of a bitch.
What?
I love this one.
Dude, this song is so good, and it's so goofy because like, Johnny's dance gets me every freaking time.
Johnny's so motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Mark Lee he's my best friend.
Oh my god, I love Mark Lee. I'm trying to remember the first time I heard this song. Jaehyun. We watched their newest vlog last night, The Boys in Brooklyn. Obviously, it's going to be like a series,
bro.
I guess.
Fuck.
Dead, died, in the grave.
I love all of them.
They were cooking.
Fucking egg-io-li-olio.
And they cooked
food.
They cooked Italian food, like spaghetti, aglio-olio, and then I think Do-young made some like corn dish, like a corn, like how you would do a clam bake. Oh, there it is. Hold on.
Johnny, baby.
Dance. Oh my god, it gets me every time. Oh my god. But yeah. And then, yeah, who was on the team?
It was Johnny, Marcus T,
Taeyong-y. Was Jungwoo on their team? Yeah, because he cut tomatoes. And then this is so like 90s
yeah,
rave.
Mark for cutting tomatoes.
Yeah.
No, Taeyong was Mexican with
right,
John.
Right. Johnny, Mark, Taeyong, and Jungwoo. All made Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like guacamole, tacos, burritos. Their theme was Mexican. And then was Jaehyun, Hichani, Full Sun, and then Do-young.
And Utah.
And Tae-il.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, Johnny's so sexy when he cooks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong.
Get it on.
There's. Every time. But like next week's episode, or I'm gonna assume it's next week's episode, looks freaking hilarious. They're like rented this house, like Airbnb house, and it was just crazy.
Sorry you can't hear us because we're recording through Pro Tools, but we're recording a podcast.
Sus famo.
Episode 2.
Oh my god, Junebug! What the fuck, man?
I'm trying to remember what my reasoning was for picking this. Oh, this has been popping up a lot on my playlists just because, and I'm just like, god dang, Junebug. And Junebug's birthday's in a couple weeks, too.
Oh my god, it's
dude.
12th? September 12th.
Yeah, and then...
And then Yeonjun's is the day after.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And then Jungsook's birthday is like the 14th or the 19th?
Oh
I can't
god.
Remember. Bro, September is just full of our... The loves of our lives birthdays. Like, September's a good month, fam. A really good month.
Junie was my...
Junie
was
out there.
My first bias.
Everyone's like,
ever.
I can't hear you. And it's I'm like, I. You have to listen on Wednesday to hear what we're saying. This is probably really confusing for people who aren't you and me.
Yeah.
Who know exactly what we're doing
that's
right now.
That's basically our whole fucking existence. So what's new?
You don't know what's going on, but we do. It's cool.
Dude.
It's really cool.
June has just been a fucking blessing of a human being. He found me at a... Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, keep talking, bro. Keep talking. I'm gonna take care of Instagram real quick.
Kim Namjoon. I just got nervous. I don't know what to say now.
No, keep going, bro.
I love Junie. He's so... Oh god, he's just like the most resilient human being.
You can
wise
see it
beyond his years.
You can sense it. You hear it in the way he talks to people.
Yeah.
Especially when like you're watching the interview and you're like, oh god, this
is so cringe, and he's just like, yeah, for sure. I totally understand.
So gracious.
You yelling English at me that I fucking understand. I've written so many songs with June's name in it, like just saying June, because no one would ever know, but now maybe they will.
Keep going.
Talk about an inspiration. I remember when we very first were introduced to BTS.
Yeah.
I fell down a K-hole, literal K-hole, of Junie's first solo album.
Oh my god, Junebug's solo album.
And then seeing the music video for Do You and being like, I know I'm gonna be best friends with this homie one day.
Oh my god, do you what the fuck you want, or something like that. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so good. But this Junebug's, this mixtape playlist, excuse me, did you call it a playlist or a mixtape?
Playlist.
Genius.
A mixtape.
Right. This whole mixtape called Mono is amazing.
Yeah. For real.
Holy crap. And when I heard this song for the first time, because Soul, what is it? Love and Hate sounds so similar in Korean.
Uh-huh.
So that's where, like, the whole kind of context of the song and how he loves and hates
the
living
way,
in the city.
The way
Soul.
June writes lyrics, it's almost like you can't say that, it doesn't make sense, but then you're
it
like...
It makes perfect
it
sense.
It makes the most sense. June's just... incredible.
Junebug is the deepest human being I've ever encountered. One of the deepest human beings.
Junie's home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know what's next. This may be you, bro. Oh no, this isn't. This randomly popped up.
What the?
Architects.
Oh, I was gonna say, why does this sound like Sam?
Yeah, this is Architects. This is Dying to Heal off of Holy Hell. Yeah, it just randomly popped up.
Dude. This record, I will be honest, I've only listened to it all the way through one time. Because I cried through the whole, from front to back.
Yeah, we did.
I cried the hardest during Seventh
Circle.
Yeah, dude. This shit just touches you on a different... a different emotional level.
Sam Carter is the best vocalist in the game right now. Like, hands down.
Yes.
Like, his tone, oh my god. Not even just singing and screaming.
Like, are you kidding me? We were so
fucking
lucky to actually cater an Architect show and we got to feed them. Bless their management that was with them at the time, Greg Tucker. Homie hooked it up.
Dude.
So fire.
Right. Oh my god.
Jesse and I got to be there like way before anybody else got in there.
We got to see sound check.
I got to shoot the whole show.
Oh my god.
Like I got to be in the barricade where I could hear Sam's vocal.
Like,
I could hear his actual voice over the sound. That's how close he was, like,
right
to everybody.
And I'm just standing up in the balcony like,
that's my kid.
That's my kid down there. That's my kid down there.
And
dude, it was amazing.
It's just been like every time we've had the chance to see Architects, Sam always remembers us.
Yeah.
And always asks how we're doing, how's our music doing.
Yeah. The kindest human beings you
when
could
they
ever
don't,
encounter.
Like they don't have to be.
Right?
But like, and it's hard not to get nervous.
Oh god, we were so nervous. But as soon as we got in,
it happened so fast, and it
did.
They're like all taller than I always expect. Like they just look like normal sized guys, but I guess I'm short. But No, you're regular. You're regular size.
Sweetest human beings.
Dude, the sweetest spirits.
Funny.
Oh my god, so
freaking
funny.
Freaking shit. Like, they're just
so kind.
I don't even have,
like, every good word in the book is Architects. Every good word.
Architects is another band that comes in and out of our lives constantly. But
someone just asked if they could do design work for us. Obviously, they don't know that we do all the design work ourselves. That's cool.
If you think you're up
better
to par, you'll for sure send it over.
I always think that's funny. But then I have to remember, exactly, you know, not everyone thinks the way I think. Not everyone knows my thoughts, so I can't be an asshole all the
time. I know
time.
Your thoughts.
I know your thoughts. That'd be a good line.
I'm pretty sure.
Is that a line in something?
Jesse thought mean thoughts of me today. It was fun.
I did not think mean thoughts of you. I was like, why are you being mean? It wasn't mean thoughts. It was just like, why are you being mean?
We're not perfect people, just so you know. Just so you know. Nah, Sam Carter, Allie.
When are you guys coming to TC again? We're October 25th.
Daniel.
All the
Christian.
We'll go back and read some
my
shit
drums,
when we're over.
My drums are actually named after all the boys in Architects.
Yes, that
yo,
is
yo,
true.
Yo, yo, all right.
This is your pick.
This song, will you hit me with the name? Because I'm very new to the artist.
Yep, give me. Have you ever typed in your password upside down?
Dude, in your sleep.
Give me a second. It's called Sir.
Sir.
Hair Down.
Yeah, the song's called Hair Down.
Featuring Kendrick.
Yeah.
Lamar, the king.
If you just hear it, like.
I hear it.
Look this song up, put your headphones in, and like, go for a bike ride, go for a walk. It just makes you feel superior to everything going on around you. It gets you in a good headspace, even though it's kind of. Ooh, like it's low,
like low,
it still makes
low,
you feel
low
good.
Sounds, low tones.
Low
I love
vibes.
A good a good
so much the
I love a good low tone.
He popped up because of Sabrina Claudio, because I do believe she's a feature on the album that this song's on.
Okay.
But yo, Kendrick in this beauty,
bro.
Like yo,
okay,
bro, I'm not even like into hip hop, okay? And I know,
actually I shouldn't say that, but like I used to be an old lady and I was like, why? I don't get it. But no,
Jesse
dude,
used to make fun of me for listening to rap.
I don't think I made fun of you, I just didn't like
it. Your face said it all.
My face said I don't say mean things. My face says mean things. This is something I've learned through Nikki, okay? And I can't always control what my face does. So I don't say the things. It comes through on my face. But yeah. No. I respect the crap out of Kendrick Lamar.
Dude.
Like, that's a guy doing things in a big, big, big way.
Never disappoints. Always making a statement with reason behind it and purpose. He has shit to say and it's necessary.
It's yeah, dude. I remember like watching some of his live performances on like award shows and whatnot and being so enthralled at what he was doing and shocked, but in a good way. Just damn. That's it. Because I like music that has intention, that is saying something on purpose. I don't like, yes, there's a time and a place for like carefree, careless music, but some of the stuff I just can't get behind.
Yo, he makes you think.
Exactly. That's what I appreciate.
He makes you listen as well, which that's not easy.
I appreciate music just in general that makes you do that.
You know? It's just a nice, groovy song.
That, no, that was a really good groove.
Literally, I'm just trying to get my head down.
I knew people were recording a podcast. Leave some.
Whoa! Courtney!
Dude, can I tell you about my love for Spirit Box.
Dude,
can I?
Yo.
Bro.
I feel like I'm missing out on a part of my life.
Bro.
Because I can't do that.
Dude, I used to a degree. Not that well. Not that sustained. Fucking hell. Okay, we were on tour. We were in fucking South Carolina, okay?
Yeah.
We were packing our gear
after a show. Sick as shit.
Dude, we got poisoned. The vegans got poisoned. Yeah. That's about as much as I'm gonna say about that, okay? And we were packing our gear, and they had like two projector screens on either side of the stage. And they were just showing music videos all night. And a lot of it was just like mind-numbing shit. I'm just like, can you just turn it down? I want it to be over. I'm tired. Yeah. We just played a show.
She
it was
just
really
sang
loud.
That line in the song.
Brilliant. Fuck yeah. So, okay. So this band comes on, and there's a girl, and it was for Belcara. I think the song's called Belcara. Yeah. I was so freaked out watching this video, but so captivated. And when she started singing, I was like, holy shit, I'm here for this. It makes me feel really weird, but I think I like it. And so Nikki pulled up like their Spotify playlist and all their, you know, their music, and we started listening.
Dude.
And dear God, of course, like the first song we listened to was one of their heaviest songs. I mean, and in this EP, holy shit,
bro.
What they're doing for heavy music right now, I so appreciate.
Yes.
And I just appreciate her so much.
Dude.
Just as a woman fronting a heavier band.
Yes.
And just fucking doing it. Like grabbing it by the balls and dragging it down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, bitch, this is mine, dude.
She has such an incredible tone.
Oh my,
like,
God.
Just like huge, and it doesn't faze her. Seeing her
not
do
a bit.
It, dude, she's.
Go follow her Instagram.
Yes.
Nikki and I both follow her Instagram,
she's
and she
beautiful.
Does. Oh my God.
She's funny.
Oh my God.
She's fucking honest.
Yes.
Like,
it's brilliant. And she does, they do a lot of like live stuff,
yes.
And then her doing rehearsal stuff. And I'm just blown away. This is what I wanted to sound like.
Yes.
Like 10 years ago, this is what we wanted to do.
Yes.
And
I still wish.
Oh, boy. Courtney, you want to feature on one of our songs, please?
Yeah, baby girl. Like, we'll write it for you.
A queen among men.
Dude, among
a
peasants.
A king
yeah.
among men. An almighty being amongst human beings, all right? Like, I would fight people.
I would
open up the pit. Fucking
yes.
pit, man.
I would throw hands.
Dude,
and
swat them damn bees. Swat them bees,
bro. Bro, I'm a motherfucking wheelbarrow. Like,
grab core, bitch.
Stomp.
Please don't listen to me.
Dude, I used to have a mean pig squeal. I might be
able
to do it.
Bro.
Because it's about to drop.
Is it going
to
drop one more time? Oh, dude. Just the heaviness. Because it's heavy. It's low. It's very low, but it's
my
audible.
Heart is always dude.
Yes.
And she has such control singing low.
Yes. Her range. I love her range because I can relate. Vocalists who sit in a mid-range are so underappreciated. Like, if you can't sing really high, I mean, this is how it used to be.
Right.
Thankfully, it's changing.
Yeah.
But to have that solid of a mid-range voice, like a more alto mid, you know? Bro, love and respect, because that's where my vocals sit a lot. And I always got told I sounded like a man.
Yes, that's what
and
we
I'm
want.
Like, fine, whatever. Like, why are you singing? You sound like a man. And I'm just like, that's just my voice. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen.
All right. Am I supposed to be offended?
Right? Right? Am I supposed to be offended? That was like 10 years ago, though.
Times
are changing.
I love a song that feels like it's all around me.
Yeah.
That's what their songs sound like.
Yes.
Like, I can dissonance all
stop.
Around me.
Sorry.
Stop.
I got carried away.
That's a good song.
That's it's a great
very
song.
Good song,
what
dude.
The fuck?
An era. Sorry.
Dude, you could do a mashup, bro. I mean, but anyways. I didn't mean to put a comparison. That was just because of words you said, so I thought
I can feel it all around me.
Yeah, exactly. So, is this you again? I think this is you again.
Is it?
Oh no, this is both of us! Wait for it.
Bro,
our babies. You'll be like,
okay. Do you feel
yes.
the same? Hot dog one! Beijing Young! Baby!
Okay, the first song I heard this, Jesus Christ.
The first time
I heard this song, I was like, whoa. And it took me forever to figure it out what the title is. This is Wanna One. They are shamefully not a group anymore because of their fucking label. But,
do you feel the same?
Okay, I thought that was the name of the song, but it's called Light. And so I remember one night sitting with Nikki trying to figure out what the fuck this song was called. And then we finally found it and freaked out. And I was like, oh my god, that's it. But a jam, and they do like a slower-ish dance routine to it.
And that shit.
I'm picturing it in my head right now. Wow, you are not as blessed as me right now because you have not seen this dance
routine. You need to go watch the video.
And you should. I just got really out of breath because I'm really excited about 101 right now.
Yo, this group was gonna be it.
Dude,
like
they were gonna be
there by now.
Right. Like, wow. Yeah.
But what a blessing.
What a blessing.
For
in disguise.
Both of the boys that we know. Uh-oh, we're paused.
Oh, for copyright.
Oh, suck a
it
fucking
it could be copyright
finger.
Or it could be connection. Don't go away on us. But yeah.
Beijing Young, baby.
It came back.
You know, he's in six now.
Oh my god.
With all the
dude.
Fucking body rolls.
Dude, Sung Sun slipped and fell today during
what?
Their performance. I didn't know what was happening. That's why he made a video like jumping, like, I'm okay. My legs are okay.
Choi?
Eugene Choi.
Choi
dude,
fell.
Yeah. Sung Sun fell.
So that's why he was bouncing around.
Yeah, he's like, I'm okay, don't worry about me. It wasn't that big a deal. But I guess they performed in the rain again. Like,
yeah.
Another blessing.
So that's why BX was like, go home and take a hot shower.
Bro.
I was like, okay.
And then Hasung Woon has become one of our favorites as well.
Yes.
And he was in this group. Was he the... No, he wasn't the leader.
No.
Was Kang Daniel the leader? Who's the leader?
I'm actually not sure.
I don't remember.
But
I think
Hasung
I just
Woon
like breathe right in the microphone.
Is our baby boy.
Dude, I love him. I adore his voice. And he's like tiny and it's cute as fuck, bro.
Dude, he's just the right size.
5'6".
That's
I'm
my
taller
size.
Than him. Bro,
my
I'm taller
size.
Than him and it makes me sad.
Oh god. It's hot in here?
Dude, it's because we're getting hype.
Is it because I have a beanie on?
Recording a playlist. Yeah. I mean, podcast.
Shit. Oh, this song's really cute.
Is this one of yours?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the band.
Give me a second.
It's called, Can't...
I'm DJ today.
DJ. Shashi.
Dream Chief. Can't shake you.
Can't shake you. So I...
How'd you find this?
I don't know. Actually, I do know. I wanted to hear Hurt by
R5?
The Driver Era.
Oh.
Wait, no. That was still R5, wasn't it? Hurt.
I can't think of how it goes now.
Say that you won't be because I need some.
Yes, that's still R5.
Yeah.
That was the last
well,
R5 song.
I wanted to hear that song.
Oh.
And then...
A jam, bro.
Ross... my Russ lover Lynch. Boy from Disney Channel. actually, all the siblings made their own playlist.
Right.
So I was like, I want to listen to what Ross likes. And this song came on, and I was like, whoa.
I like it.
Really like this energy.
Oh, shit. You know what I forgot to do? He put an Arcade Fire song in there that I kind of like. I remember, like, ragging on Arcade Fire, I can't speak, far back in the day. I think I would really like them now. Back when I was, like, a bitch, hardcore only. If you don't scream, I like it. Thank God I grew out of that.
This sounds like something that the Driver era would put out.
Yes.
Like this and that Hone song. Honey, Honey, Hone.
Yeah, dude. Hone, Honey, Hone. I think it's Hone. Yeah, they're great. Totally great.
I just did like an acrobatic move to get up into this chair. That's cool.
I saw it.
I seen it.
No, this is a good one. I don't think we have that many left. This is kind of a short one. But what's cool, though, is I think we're going to start doing this on Sundays, too. I put out on our Instagram today, at HYHBand.
Yeah.
If you're listening, go follow, you know, all that shameless social plug stuff.
Yeah.
You can ask questions in your story. Oh, no, don't fall. Oh, in pain. You need your bouncy ball out here. Yeah. Nikki's sitting in a computer chair instead of her workout ball, you know. Anyway, you can ask questions. But you can also send music. You can ask, what are you listening to? And when we're done with our playlist here, I'm going to play what some people sent us because we got sent some jams, bro.
Bro, you better play my jam.
I'll play your jams.
Because I'm going to go off to it.
I'll play your jams. Well, it'll only play like about a minute, I think. But we will play those jams and we're going to tell you who sent us those jams.
I acquire a lot of spit while I'm talking. What's up with that? You're just different than others.
Wow.
I do too. I chew gum, so
that absorbs it. But I think I would generate more spit if I was chewing gum.
Wow. See, maybe it's because you drink coffee.
Maybe. It's probably not a good idea to drink coffee and talk espresso, because now I'm zinging.
Espresso famos.
I also have like a borderline lisp. Just like I have to really focus on certain words. Because of my teeth.
Steven.
Exactly. I'm like Jim Carrey in The Cable Guy, but not really. I just have to focus on certain words because I could go, oh, fuck. Dude, okay. This is The Rose. The song is called Baby. And
what song?
It makes me feel things. Dude, no. Their bass player, give me a fucking break, dude. They're, yeah. Okay, you know, no. Get that. What they were recording, what you sent me the other day.
That wasn't them, was it?
Yes.
Really?
They're recording an OST for Lee Dong-wook's new show, where he's like murder dentist.
Yes. It sounded like
scary.
Heavy.
Dude, yeah, I know. I was like, what?
Dude,
such a good melody. I appreciate their melodies, bro. And his voice is extremely unique. He's got like this quiver thing. I don't know.
What song?
Like, he just did it right there.
What song? I want to sing with you.
This quivering sort of thing that he does.
I've got a studio.
Me.
You can come sing songs, and I'll do.
There are guitarist also sings as well.
Vocals. Teach me Korean better.
Teach me Korean better.
Say bye.
Baby. I don't want to hold you back. I keep burping. I got the hiccups. Because.
You're not
dinner. No, I'm not. but dinner was amazing, so I keep kind of like hiccuping. You know, the brilliant thing about fall, right, is you get to turn the oven on and roast.
I made cookies for the first time.
Bro,
like
roasting
in a long time.
We had like a vegan roasted feast. We did. No, they weren't acorn squash. What's the other one? Buttercup. Buttercup squashes, right? Slice those suckers in half and then stuff them full of onions, garlic, apples. What else did we do? We did tofu, which was we like cubed tofu, and then we used this Japanese seven spice on it. Whoa! With rosemary and thyme and sage. Woo! And then we and with wild rice and cranberry sauce. Brussels sprouts that we cooked on the grill because we didn't have enough room in the oven because those buttercup squashes are a pretty decent size when we cooked four.
I had no idea it was going to go up. I was just doing the harmony.
Dude, you know. Terrible.
That's cool.
Don't listen to that.
What?
Huh?
Matching content.
Oh, fuck off.
Is it because of the music?
Yeah.
Dude, Instagram really needs to chill out.
You're gonna get me kicked off Instagram.
Instagram really needs. Well, it's our
and then
account. It's our account. They really need to like chill out. It's because you can't hear us talking in the live stream right now. So.
I know. I'm sure you can hear.
I mean.
Can you hear me now?
Holy shit!
You picked this.
I love this boy.
Yeah.
I love him.
How do you say it?
He goes by O.
I'll turn it down a little
bit
more.
He goes by O. John.
Uh-huh.
O. John.
O. John is like how you say John. It?
That's...
Is the three supposed to be a J?
The three is just like...
Silent?
Him being cute, I guess.
Okay.
But it's O3HLN when you search him.
Right.
Mother
oh my god!
It just kicked us off.
It just kicked us off our live. Because I was gonna read what people said. I'll save it.
Yeah, save it.
It's alright.
This boy is so just smooth
just
and soft. And he actually did a song for Mr. Sunshine, mm-hmm. a very beautiful K drama that we died to.
Oh my god, dude. Mr. Sunshine hurts me in a way.
Eugene Choi and ABC?
Yes.
What was her name, though?
Oh, Lord. I'm not going to remember
it right
princess. Now.
She was princess.
Basically.
No, but this kid, he's super freaking cute. He's got an afro.
Right.
And I'm trying to remember what the name of the song was that I found of him. Something about Be Your Stars.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song, but everything else that he has out, I'm just absolutely here for. It's soft, some of it's acoustic, some of it sounds like he freaking recorded it on his phone and it's stunning. It's really easy to listen to. Makes you feel safe, makes
right?
you feel
right, this feels really nice.
Makes you feel comfortable. So.
Now, if it sounds very soft.
This song's called Untitled 01, I do believe.
Yes,
which
you're
is
correct.
Really cute, because, like, that's some shit I would do. We actually, wrote an untitled song a long time ago.
We did write an untitled song. It's, but,
that was my glasses.
Did you do that?
I'm okay.
Did you do that?
I died.
Did you do that to yourself?
I was looking at.
Did you do that
I was trying
to
pull
yourself?
My microphone stand down.
Waving to everybody on we restarted the live stream because Instagram's a dick. This sounds really nice though, dude. I bet you we're gonna get like bumped off for the last song too. You'll remember. I remember now because I had to put it together last minute. But yeah, once this is over, we're gonna bop it into our story songs we got sent in our story.
I want to sing in Korean so bad.
Dude,
it just sounds more beautiful.
This is what we need, though, actually. We need someone to, like, translate one of our songs in Korean because Korean is such a beautiful language, all right? And there's normally not a direct translation because their word structure and sentence structures are very different. So, like, the way that you would say certain things, it just wouldn't work. But, like, directly translated in English wouldn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
So you have to have someone who understands more the feeling of the song so you can still portray that. But and get your point across. So, if anyone out there, oh Jesus, be careful, knows Korean or can translate English to Korean without typing it into Google Translator, because that don't always work.
Well,
hit us up. Or, dude, like, it's such a beautiful language, and we're getting pretty good at singing in it, mimicking the sounds, you know?
Oh, I was about to go off.
We've got one song left, and then we're going to take
it. Why does it look all foggy?
Because I made it look that way.
All right. Oh, right. I remember.
It is. Diana, yes. Google Translator is trash. City of Stars. But why did we pick this song? You remember?
My mic keeps cutting out.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Do I remember? I picked it.
You picked it. Well, who inspired it?
Oh, my Chinese baby,
yes.
Angel from NCT Dream.
Yes.
Channel.
I hope I'm saying that right.
Yo, this Angel posted an itty bitty video playing this?
Yes.
And I was like, why do I know that? Why do I know that?
Right. Oh, I knew instantly.
And then I was like, holy shit. And then for the whole day, I just had
the soundtrack
on, because it made my sick body dance and feel better.
That's nice. This is a good movie. I
want
people who hate on this movie.
I want to be in a movie like this.
Because my dream since I was 15.
I would thrive.
Bro.
I can sing, I can dance, I can kind of act.
I was raised on classic films and musicals, so when this movie came out, I was like, whoa, this is for me and me only. And we saw it in a blizzard, bro.
That was a fucking blast.
A time. Me, Nikki, and B went to Traverse City like the first weekend of January when this came out, like two years ago now, I think.
What did we see beforehand or after?
No, we went and saw Rogue One as well, dude, which was amazing. We went and saw, but we saw La La Land at the State Theater in Traverse City, Michigan. Let me just say, just Google that place.
Hardly
and
anyone
you will,
was there, too.
Because it was a blizzard, bro.
I know,
it was one of the worst snowstorms in Michigan history, and we had drove from Grayling over to Traverse City, which is normally like 45 minutes. The drive home took almost 3 hours.
Bro, I almost puked a few
times. But it was cool. It was tight. So,
from anxiety.
Dude, that wraps Streaming Sundays Volume 25. Whoa. So now everyone on the live stream can hear us. Hi, live streamers.
Hi, live streamers.
I'm going to just whip my hair back and forth real quick. And I'm going to pull up what
3 hours.
Some people sent us.
3 agonizing hours.
I just put it out on, not 3 hours.
3 agonizing hours
driving
home in the fucking... What's the spaceship called that goes real fast in Star Wars?
The Millennium Falcon?
Yeah. When it goes into hyperspeed,
bro. Hyperspeed, bro. All right, I'm going to play you some songs that we got sent by some beautiful people. If it'll play, I hope it'll play. Little Fangs... one of our little Will Height girls.
Oh my gosh.
She sent Shawn Mendes.
What a baby.
Bro, Lost in Japan.
Hell fuck yeah.
Right.
I love
dude?
That song.
Dude, right?
Dude.
But the reason I knew this one is because you'd played the remix for me. And I was just like, what? What? This is a great song. What remix is that?
I can't look up on my phone, but it's on Spotify, I do believe.
Wow, we really need a new aux cable. If anyone wants to send us a new aux cable, please do that.
Yeah, Little Fangs
sent us Shawn Mendes, Lost in Japan. Right?
Oh,
bass tone,
bro.
This kid upsets me because of how talented he is. Dude.
I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I
get you off my mind.
Motherfucker.
Anyway.
Yes.
Thank you.
She also sent, she sent us two songs, actually. And then this one's called, I do believe it's called 17 by Xavier Ward. Have you?
Maybe.
Let's just see if this plays. But I was like, oh, okay. Not expecting this, but I was
wrapping around the hook it on something so it.
I'm just trying to find the break in it. There we go. Jeez Louise, technical nice. Difficulties.
This takes me back to fucking like.
Yeah, dude.
Mary, Mary.
Yeah, this is Xavier Ward. I do believe the song's called 17.
Nice. I might yeah. know one of her other songs.
Yeah. I figured this may be something that you would know.
Ooh.
Sorry. She rips. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised by this one. So yeah, that's the end of that one.
Listen to this.
Xavier Ward, 17, and then we got sent. I think this person's called Joji.
Joji.
This song's called "Come Through." Johnny Esta sent this to us.
Oh, this baby, I was listening to him when we were recording.
No way, really?
Yeah, and there's a song he does called Just Friends. It's super sassy. And
okay. See,
stuff.
Like, I really dug the music of it. Everyone's on this whole mumble singing trend, which I really struggle to get behind. Like, I get it, but, like, I dug the vibe of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's really beautiful. And his other stuff is good too.
Yeah, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I saw like some of it pop up, so I was like, okay.
Honestly, I feel like Donovan posted something.
Probably.
About
so I was like, our people kind of know us.
Yes.
They understand
yeah.
us, right?
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, this is definitely, I want to throw some of these in next week's playlist.
Yeah.
So remind me. Well, actually, I posted them in our story, so they should definitely just be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Joji Come Through.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then our girl, T, a gay emo, sent us some Brockhampton. This is called No Halo.
Fuck yeah.
And I got down to this.
Yo, it slaps.
Bro. See, yeah, I appreciate being sent music that I wouldn't necessarily choose to listen to, but, like, is a vibe.
Dude, Tati made me a whole playlist.
That's very kind.
It's one of my faves.
Dude, so, yeah, thank you guys for, I think there may be a couple more after this, I'm not sure. I was just, like, zipping through the first few that are there. But it made me really excited that people actually sent us what they're listening to. I think
Dude.
That's super important.
It's, like, some weird way of love.
It
like,
really
you
is.
Know, I want you to hear this song.
It's like a connection, like
yes.
instantly connects you. It's super cool. I appreciate it. So please, next Sunday when we post, please,
you can
please send them to us. Who's this?
That's maybe that's from Ryo.
Bro.
But you better get mine. Mine. Not that
oh, no, no, I'll get it. Dude, because you know what? It's still JK's birthday till midnight,
baby,
stateside,
yeah.
on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, y'all.
Changua.
Dude, Jungkook's dance performance to this song is
we
absolutely
We open our motherfucking
stunning.
Set with this song, la,
right?
La, la.
If you still haven't picked up on that, like, where the fuck are you? Dude, this goes in to make me forget, okay? Get on that shit, y'all. BTS is tucked in our live set, like, so many times and ways. But you know what? They may not be as much now because we've got a lot of our own material.
No, they
we got a
be.
Debut. oh, we don't get to bop the chorus, but you know. And then Nikki sent Nikki sent us some Rush Hour by Mac Miller.
Where's it gonna pop in at? Oh, right at the beginning, bro. I wanted
Dude, right at the beginning, bro.
I wanted this line. Yo, wait, what?
Okay. It's coming.
Oh, shit. I missed it. That was when he's like...
Yeah, it was probably the chorus.
I'm a deranged motherfucker. Took too many uppers.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh. Money.
Bless Mac Miller.
Dude, absolutely. It sucks that he didn't get his well-earned recognition until he passed, bro.
Dude.
It's not right. It's not right.
Thanks to my friends for sending me good music.
Right?
What's up?
Oh, and then, yeah. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for sending us some tunes to jam.
New
Justin
music to listen to.
Justin sent me The Boys Are Back in Town on my personal Instagram,
which
made me just roll.
So
let's see what. Oh shit! Hold on, guys. Microphone's being temperamental. What some people are saying on Instagram Live, real quick.
Let's
Brockhampton, unexpected bops are the best. Nice chunky bassline.
Nice chunky.
Loving Volume 25 so far. Like 3 hours. Google Translator is trash. Yep.
Guys, I've been trying to teach myself how to whistle with just my tongue.
Custom logo for the podcast. Oh, just homie. Saying. Do you know who we are? I already got one lined up, man. You just wait for that shit to drop.
Fuck.
Logos for the podcast. Oh, bro, you got to get it. Oh, dude, I tell you, it's not gonna work. All right, we've been blabbing on for an hour, and
excuse me.
Ready? You can. Oh no! Nikki's trying to do her tooth whistle. Oh!
Yeah!
Oh! So, yeah.
That was dangerous.
Even though this is the second podcast, this is the second episode of She Freak Podcast with Jesse and Nikki of Hail Your Highness. First one's going to drop on Wednesday.
Here.
And that's going to be really exciting. So, yeah. Come see us. See us next week. And, yeah, we'll get more goofy, and we're definitely putting some of those jams in our playlist. What? It's gonna be a good time. So thank you guys for joining us, and love you always. Have a brilliant rest of your week.
Happy birthday, JK.
Happy birthday, JK. Sarangyo.
We love you.
Anida.
Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait
bro,
to sing with you.
Bro.
Can't wait to fucking box
bro.
With you.
Oh my God. Box?
Yeah, bro. We're going to fight.
Awesome. Oh, dude. I want to see that. I need to see that. I need to see Nikki
me
and JK.
Me against
fight.
JK. Oh, Jimin will
my
take
money's
care.
On JK
Jimin
Saz.
Oh, what? Are you your own sister? Fuck that.
Oh, I heard. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. It just got awkward. Oh, wow. The gum chew. It's time to say bye. Say bye.